The bow. At this point, it is possible to understand the effect of the erosive action of the water. As we have already said, the Cagliarin torrent managed to cut perpendicularly into the softer rocks during their uplift and continue its course undisturbed. The result is an asymmetrical slide and jump system. In fact, just below the level of the walkway, it is possible to observe two rock outcrops which tell us how the water of the stream, when it was at that height, followed a path along them. The rocks of these bends did not yield to the force of the water, forcing it to drop in level until it widened its bed further down and then created a new pothole. In several thousand years, the bed of the Cagliarin stream will transform into a slide because the edges of the potholes will become increasingly thinner and will finally give way. At eye level, on the overhead rock block, it is possible to see some columns. These are created when the stalactites and stalagmites, continuing to grow, finally merge together. Stalactites are concretions that form from top to bottom and have a small tube inside them. The sliding speed of the drop is so slow that it has time to leave some calcium carbonate on the edge of the drop before falling. Once it hits the ground, the drop shatters and releases some more mineral onto the ground. Here the stalagmite slowly grows from bottom to top, which has a much more irregular shape and lacks the central hole. Let us now continue towards the exit of the arch and stop at the next beautiful sight.